Surprise, guys. I made everyone's a red eye.
Cool. It's going to work really good with the Celsius I had this morning when I got up.
I'm just kidding. I only made mine.
I don't know what that means. But
I had another Monster earlier.
It's like you have espresso and then you put coffee in with that.
Why didn't I get that?
Do you want that?
No, I don't even want that, dog.
I don't know.
Ride that wave.
I don't know. I don't know how good your caffeine tolerance is.
Can I try it, though?
Yeah.
While you're trying that?
It's basically just like a concentrated coffee. I mean,
check it out while you're trying that.
Hell yeah.
I put a little honey in there, too.
Run it.
Not a lot, just a little bit.
We're coming to do that as a dinosaur!
I don't think we were recording.
We are.
Yeah, we have been this whole time.
For 2.5 minutes.
That was a little too much intensity, so I'm going the mellow route on the intro instead, because we're going to bring it back. We're going to rein that in.
Well, check it out, dude. It's the pendulum, right?
Yeah.
So I swang one way. Swam back the other.
Yeah, we're taking it away from you live.
Anyways,
welcome back to Drop Dice, Internet's favorite D&D podcast. Where we last left our party off, they were exploring the Von Karstein Castle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Having temporarily stopped Manfred.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They raided his treasure room.
All that.
I didn't waste anyone's time this time.
No. And yeah, now they're, I believe, standing in the hallway debating if they want to go fight the underground creature that Ack found.
Can we take
a That's not even a debate.
Try and see if that's where good old Manfred keeps his little box of resting.
We should short rest.
I believe there were also vampires after you guys.
Yeah.
There were.
They were pursuing
I'm just saying, dude, I'm...
Short, I mean... Do you need more potions? Because I have more potions.
I guess I could pop a couple louds.
Our blood is currently screaming.
Yes.
Yeah, didn't we already do
it's
potions?
Been screaming.
Yeah, I popped a loud last time. I do have more.
Okay.
But
I mean, if you're hurting, you might as well take it, because I don't think a short rest is
going
to be...
Yeah, I know the B Squad has some stuff, but they're on the pocket dimension, so...
I know. Mm. Oh, wow, we didn't even do introductions.
Well, let's go. We just got right to it.
Anyway.
Yeah. My bad.
We're just so on focus.
This is Fig playing Kronk, Enator. You know, main character, hero,
Syndrome.
Torka,
yep.
One and the same.
I'm Ben. I play Ack, the kobold monk warlock of Ulrich.
I'm Will. I'm a patron. You're just a spectator, I think.
Hey, guys. Zach, Gregor, Black Wolf, Midheim, People's Champ. You know the moniker.
All right. What's going on, guys? Cindy playing Fargrim, Dwarf Slayer.
Hey, you remembered who you were this time.
I've been really focusing on it, practicing it.
She says it in the mirrors at home.
We temporarily overcame
the schizophrenia. I am Cindy. I play Fargrim.
Fargrim.
I'm Fargrim. I play Cindy. Oh, shit, not again.
Last weighed in at 3'11", about 475.
Oh, I thought
he lost
500.
Some weight.
It's
been stressful.
Like some height.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know, he's been without Gary. Yeah. It's a couple of depressive days coming along.
It's been 7 minutes without Gary.
Okay, so let's pick up. You guys are in the hallway. You do know that there are some vamps coming after you. What do you want to do?
Kill them.
I'm going to stone cold 2 more louds.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a loud screaming sound filling the hallway.
All right, well, we're going to want to move.
Bro, they know. But, so,
Are we going to go kill the thingy, or are we going to go kill that?
So beat real the quick, shit out of the basement dweller.
Let's come up with a game plan here. Like, what's our goal? Because for me personally, getting these two relics was like goal number one, and then goal number two is rescuing the prisoners and recovering the bodies.
I forgot about that
of our
part.
Fallen, and probably number three, X-filling, because like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not trying to get into like a super long, drawn-out fight here in the middle of Sylvania with no backup or resources.
Well, I guess for me...
It's 2d4 plus 8, right?
I think so, yeah.
It
is. For me, I think my priority after the relics was finding his body and killing him.
It seems like a popular because, one. I just don't know how practical it is.
Well, here's the thing, though. If we're trying to rescue all the bodies and everything, like, we don't know how long that's going to take. He might just come back and then... Like, does anybody have any knowledge about how long it takes for him to recover?
Yeah, anyone that wants to can make a check on this.
What should we roll?
I wouldn't know, so I'm not even going to try.
Um,
like history or
I would say
Arcana?
History, religion? Nature, or like religion?
I'm going to do religion.
Isn't religion like undead stuff?
Yeah. They're all plus zero.
I'm getting historical.
I'm going to go religion. I feel like Gregor probably knows something.
Oh, hey. I rolled a 16.
11.
11, 16. Okay.
History.
Where? Do the thing.
Bogram knows nothing. I accept that.
But Kronk, what did you roll?
I'm struggling to figure that out right now.
Yeah.
Well, because Ak has been cursed with knowledge, so who knows what other knowledge he's been cursed with.
Yeah. Well, because also, like, even if we do, like, successfully leave, it's like, you know, what's to stop him from just doing all this again?
Right. I mean, I think us leaving here without finishing off Manfred once and for all, I feel like would be a mistake.
Then he just has a grudge.
Did you hear that number?
Yeah, then he's just a theater kid.
Okay.
You know?
History, you know, vampires... Typically, it takes about an hour, so they're like in stasis for about an hour, and then they regain some health, and then after that, they can either stay and gain more health at like a pretty slow but steady rate, or they could leave and use like magical means.
Okay,
Ak, you get most of that too.
So here's the deal: we have like maybe an hour total, and we've already been like putzing about for what would you say, like 20 minutes.
I'd say you're pushing for with the amount of time it took you guys to get through both puzzles, you're pushing like 45, 50
okay.
minutes.
So we've got like
10 minutes.
10, 15 minutes before this guy is probably going to be like back in form. He won't be like fully recovered, but like functional enough that if we encounter him again, like it's going to be hairy because we don't have everyone else to help this time and we're missing our wizard.
We just whack-a-mole him back down.
What I think this is what we do. We go kill this basement dweller with the intent that thing is guarding his coffin. So we smoke the basement dweller, and then if his coffin's not like right there, that we can real quick just that's me slitting his throat.
I'm not totally opposed to that, but in
worst
the time
case, we pull the ripcord and bail
doing that, but then. We completely spend all of the time we have to recover prisoners, as well as the fallen, so we'd have no chance of really rezzing them.
Oh, yeah, isn't Haley's body out front?
Yeah, there was Haley out there, there was...
So what you're telling me is we really don't have time to do both.
No.
No.
Well, but we would have time to do both if we kill him, though.
Well, yeah, but by the time get there, if he's not literally right there, then he's probably going to be back in action.
Yeah, but like, if he's going to be, he's probably going to be like weak and stuff.
Right,
we could probably take him, and then we got another hour.
Sure. How about this?
Weak.
Honestly, I'm done. I personally want to go kill him.
Let's run a vote.
Yeah.
So basically, it's on one side recover bodies, on the other side kill Manfred. Right?
I'm voting for we take our W's, recover our L's, and move on instead of risking it all.
Kill Manfred.
So because one, Ak, we have one and one. I want to know your vote before I cast mine.
I don't know. I got my cool mask thing, so I'm pretty good either way. I mean, if we can, if. The thing is under the thing, then like we could probably do that in like a minute or two.
So it's and a big game, like, but we don't know that that's where the coffin is.
Yeah. So if it's not there, we at least killed something big and scary, and then we can just dip and
we
get
also
the bodies.
Don't even know what that thing is.
Yeah, it's a big thing. I'm gonna.
I'm not really that concerned about
right
it.
Now.
I'm not that.
But like, if his coffin's not under there, we killed the thing, and then we can just leave, and that's probably gonna take us like 2 minutes or so. And then we just leave. Oh wait, we gotta find the other bodies. I looked a lot of places, and I did not see a dungeon anywhere. You'd think a dungeon would be underground.
I don't think it's gonna take us. I think it's gonna take us more than 10 minutes to gather up. All the bodies and move him anyway. I think he's going to come back either way.
Well, the bodies are outside.
Either way, I think he's going to come back.
Prisoners are
done.
Somewhere.
Yeah, me personally, I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense. But I think that we potentially have the opportunity to fucking end this guy once and for all. And I don't know if I'd be able to sleep tonight if I let him slip through my fingers right now, knowing there was more I could have done. You know.
Let's just go this
way. I guess.
Like, I mean, what you're saying makes perfect sense.
Okay.
But fortune favors the bold, my friend.
Okay.
I mean, look at me. I'm bold. I've been real fortuitous.
Brash.
For sure. All right.
So,
all right.
We go. Let's go kill this thing. If not, then, hey, we get out of here. We can recover the bodies on our way out anyway because they're all hanging out in the yard, are they not?
If we can get to them, but sure.
Oh, we'll get to them.
Okay.
I just need you to have some faith.
All right, let's go. We're wasting time, guys. Right, we're wasting a lot of time. Let's go.
It's true. You guys now have about 7 minutes.
That's all.
There you go.
I don't know what I'm going to do with the other 6 minutes.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to just start running towards where
lead the way.
We're killing the big thingy?
Yeah, we're going
to
fuck that thing up.
It's that way, and I point to the large opening that we're standing in front of.
Cool. So you guys make your way down.
As we're running, I'm also going to chug another loud.
Okay. As you guys run down this kind of like underground twisty path, you come up into this large chamber. It's weirdly quiet down there. On top of like this kind of, so there's like a hill with this large kind of fleshy mound. You see like chains sticking out from the bottom of it. There's a small lake in like a crescent shape at the foot of this hill. And there's little side passages that come out. As you all very loudly clank your way in, something's going to happen.
I fear nothing.
I fear no man. Oh, God, I fear no man.
Oh, that's a crit fail.
Yes, hell yeah.
That's right, nerd.
Nice.
Is my awesome presence.
A boulder flies through and hits the ceiling above you and kind of shatters down. And you see it begin to kind of like roll.
See, I told you it tosses boulders.
What the fuck was that?
A boulder.
It's boulder.
As you're talking again, making a lot of sound.
Can we not respond?
That's that's a 10. That's also gonna miss you guys.
Is this thing
too bold?
Can this thing see?
Can I start?
Ack.
I don't know. Can I start firing Eldritch Blasts at it?
Oh yeah, everyone, roll me initiative.
Okay.
I'd like to point out something.
What?
That maybe I'm reading into this. Or maybe that was purposely a hint by the DM. But I think this thing hunts by echolocation.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
It's time to go full stealth.
For sure.
As my wounds are screaming.
Yeah, as our blood is screaming.
Yeah.
All right. All
right. I got a 15. I rolled a 10.
I got a 16. I rolled a 16.
wait. Let me write these down. I gotta get my notebook out. Okay, we got... Ack, what'd you get?
15.
Gregor, what'd you get?
16.
How so?
Kronk.
13.
Fargrim.
6. With advantage, might I add.
Yeah.
It was not great. Not a great roll.
Okay. Gregor, you are up first. What would you like to do?
So, can I see what this thing, like, can I see?
I can.
Do I have a clearer picture of what I'm working with here?
You are in, let's see if I can do this without flashing you guys all the gubbins. You're in this room.
Okay.
It's an interesting looking room.
That's a big room right there. We might know.
Cavern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A cavern.
Can I see the thing throwing rocks?
Yeah. It is this large... It's really hard to tell what it is. It might be like part ogre, part just like magical amalgamation. You really haven't seen anything like it before.
Cool.
But it's large and it's yeeting rocks.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. How far away is it?
From where you guys are, about 10 feet.
I'm looking at my...
About 55, 60 feet from you guys.
Oh, shit.
Check it. This is what
looking
I'm
at my spells and I'm... unimpressed by what I've got left for me.
You know what? I also just turned to my spell sheet and then remembered that I used a lot of my spell slots.
Crazy. Resources. Crazy.
You should
That's
probably
so
do something about that.
So I'm just going to... I mean, my hammer's out. I'm seeing...
I will say, to get to it, you would have to go either through a really dark lake or you'd have to go around a lake.
I got it. So first thing I'm going to do... is I'm going to snort a little bit of that oil. That's haste. I'm fast as fuck.
Hell yeah, brother.
And now with my awesome speed. Mm-hmm. On a Naruto run through this lake.
For sure.
And bap this thing right in the face.
Okay, what's your movement speed?
30.
30.
Doubled to 60.
Yeah, because I'm hasted. Is that not going to get it done?
What's your swim speed?
Don't have one. So it'd be like, technically be half my walking speed. Yeah. Then. So my swim speed's 30. Because I'm hasted. So I guess,
I'd say you could.
Do
you
I have enough movement to either run through or around the lake?
With 60 feet of movement.
You can get, I don't think so, because climbing the hill is also going to slow you down. So you can get really close, but I don't think you can get actually to it.
Okay. Let me say this. So there's this thing in the middle, and then there's a bunch of caverns. How many caverns?
I sent a picture into the group chat to make this easier for y'all. Crazy, but there are,
just so I can, I'm just trying to get a mental.
Major, and then just ignore the little path on the back that's not actually there.
So is the stuff surrounding it, like the number two, is this elevation or?
Number two is elevation, yes.
Okay, so what's surrounding it is like a cliff, kind of, like going up to number one? All right, mm-hmm. So he's up on like a pedestal almost.
Yes.
And then there's.
Okay, and that is difficult terrain.
So we came in through here, so I'm reading this. We came in through here. I have the lake directly in front of me.
You have like a hill to climb up. And then, again, that exit on the far side, that's actually a sealed off wall.
Which one? This one?
No, if you move up.
This one?
Nope.
This one?
Nope. At the very top of the map, it's kind of cut off at the top of the image because that's not actually... The book, it's a path that leads to somewhere else, but it doesn't in this.
Not anymore? All right. Yes. So, actually, what I'm going to do then is, since I'm hasted, I'm fast as shit, mm-hmm. I'm going to run as far as I can over here to, like, the base of the hill. So I'm not standing in some shitty water.
Cool. That's a fuck boy.
And then I will. Fuck, I'm gonna throw a javelin at this thing. Fuck this thing.
Bet.
Yeah, that misses for sure. That's a 8.
That's definitely not gonna hit, unfortunately.
Yeah, because like giant like blob of flesh doesn't scream nimble to me, but it does scream like natural armor.
Yeah.
Lower.
Oh, so while you clank your way up there, it's gonna throw a rock at you. It's actually not. It's a 12.
Dude. I like to think he throws it and I just fucking like
I knew exactly where you were going. Yeah. Oh my god.
Just fucking
headbutts
the rock.
I run through it.
Somewhere Susan the team medic just winces a little bit.
Yes.
The CTE. Oh no.
I don't believe in concussions.
I don't think D&D as a whole really does, because like going unconscious and coming back up several times within a minute span is fine.
Yeah, you do that IRL, you're in trouble.
No, totally fine. Totally fine.
I could do it.
Okay. Ack, you are up next.
You get to do it right now.
do it right here, right in front of your face.
Whoop this thing's ass, boy.
Want to see me do it again?
I really don't. I could just run up and punch it. I'm gonna run up and punch it.
So you're running.
You said 60 feet away?
Yep, with difficult terrain.
I ignore difficult terrain.
Okay, you can run up and punch it.
I'm gonna run up and punch it in the face.
And
where I assume its face is.
I would also like to, and I apologize, I should have mentioned this sooner. You guys set that alarm off last time. What's everyone's passive perceptions? I'm gonna see if you guys would have noticed this.
Lord.
Does anyone have one 10. Above 15?
I believe I do. Yeah, mine's 17.
Ack, you would have felt just like a little ripple.
A nipple?
That.
Mine is 15.
Ack doesn't have any of those.
You wouldn't have noticed it. Ack, you would have been the only one to notice this. I don't know if you would have actually noticed it or if you would have just like felt it
What it happened immediately afterwards?
As you guys were leaving the treasure rooms, yeah.
A slight tingle.
I probably would have said something like, hey, did you guys feel that?
Feel what?
That thing, I felt the thing.
No.
When we were currently leaving the treasure room, I felt a thing. Mm. It's probably not good, but I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, back to
now.
Back to modern
times. Probably not good, but I think we'll be fine. Famous last words.
All right, let me roll to punch in what I assume his face is.
Famous first words for a good time.
Mm.
True.
Where is
Rar?
Just like hold my beer.
That's a 29 to hit.
That'll hit.
I'm going to roll the second one. That's a 24 to hit.
That'll hit.
And I'm D8s. That's a D8. So first one. 11 damage. Second one. 14 damage. And then I'm back to where I was.
Oh, so that was 11 damage and 14 damage?
Yeah.
And as you try to... I'm going to need you to roll me a D100.
Okay.
Not on the table.
The orb.
Ponder my orb.
Wait, should I roll it then?
Like, you can like take the dice box off and like roll on your lap, just because I don't want to break the table.
I think that's a 14 on top. Would you call that a 14, Will? It's hard to tell.
It's kind of I can't tell if it's cocked or not.
It's like mediumly cocked, but I would call 14
on
top.
Yeah, rolling it on carpet's tough.
It's either
I put it in the box. But
yeah, it's either a 14 or an 80.
Oh, it's definitely more 14 than
80. Let's go 80. Let's go 80.
Okay. Counterpoint. It's also very close to 69.
Nice. Do we need to like roll it in front of the DM?
Yeah, do you want to come look at it and decide what you want?
No, we'll go with 14. We've said it the most times.
You could roll it, not the orb, I guess.
But. Nah, we gotta roll the orb.
How dare you?
Why else did you buy this thing?
Because I ponder it.
So what's happening?
Ack, you have a mishap as you teleport. Fine. As if something is getting in the way of your teleportation.
I hate that.
Damn.
As if something is getting in the way of your teleportations.
That has dark implications for our future.
Yep, sure does. That's
however,
crazy.
It's a good thing we decided on the killing man. For
Ack hasn't thought that far
ahead. That already happened, though. That ripple would have happened already.
Does that use my bonus action, then?
Yes.
Okay.
Also,
I'm in danger.
That is 13 points of force damage.
Oh, I'm resistant to force damage.
Thank God, dude.
Nice, bro.
I forget why. Let me go search through all of my shit to figure that out.
Because you're awesome, obviously.
Oh, I have a ring of force resistance. That's why.
Hey, Ack. It happens again.
How much damage did I take?
You took 13.
Okay.
And then half of that would be 6.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Wait, what? Did you say half of 14 is 6?
Half of 13.
Half of 13.
Half of 13. Oh.
Okay. Yes. But unfortunately for the reroll, you got a 16, which means it happens again.
What?
Just
spazzing out.
I don't reroll.
It says the DM rerolls.
Okay.
Oh my.
So 16 more damage or
rough.
No, the 16 was to see how you did on your teleportation.
Oh, okay.
The result.
Oh, fun.
So that
I'm in danger.
Just gonna cascade all the way to death.
Tweaking out all over the room.
Yeah. It's Ack is like half blinking in and out.
That's
like,
that's another 15 points reduced to 7.
Okay.
Let's see.
Let's go again.
Thank God you're resistant to force damage. Oh,
yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, dude. You're
fucking smoked right now.
6.
Guys, I'm scared.
This time you do boof back.
Cool.
So you guys see Ack kind of like flicker and
not
then
doing
flicker
that again.
Somewhere else. And then
that was not fun.
He's got like bruises and isn't looking super hot.
No, I'm not. I already wasn't looking super hot.
This is going terrible.
Now I'm especially not looking super hot.
I'm alarmed.
I mean, it's been 2 turns, so.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Man. Not even okay. Turns two.
We'd
like,
usually won by now.
Kronk, it is your turn.
Oh my god!
One tapped as hell.
I'm not particularly our damage dealer, so. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't look at me. I rolled a 6.
Fuck. You're our damage dealer.
Seeing all this shit going on, I'm just gonna real quickly let out and well, I told you so. And then I'm gonna cast Immolation.
Nice.
So it has to make a dex saving throw.
I'm sure this thing is very dexterous.
Yep.
The large chained down blob.
Lord.
Okay. That is a 22.
What the
Shut
fuck?
The fuck?
What is
fuck
this
up
thing?
Okay. So it
it's
passes.
That's
Amber
garbage.
Fuck us.
It takes 4d6.
4d6.
Fire damage.
No, 46?
Yeah, 46.
46, yeah.
I mean, if it's like a weird thing, kind of like advantage against magic or something?
I'm assuming Manfred has it down here for.
So it takes 14 right. fire damage.
14 fire damage. Okay. Cool. Anything else, Gronk?
Fucking nope.
Okay. Do that have what components does immolation require?
All the ones that
doesn't
we have.
Have any listed verbal.
Okay. Boulder's gonna come flying at you.
The boulder. The boulder.
Is more like the pebble. Am I right?
25. Is it 25? Right.
That's gonna hit.
Okay. That is gonna be 21 bludgeoning damage, and you are now knocked prone.
Okay.
I just love the image of like fireball. Whoa.
Oh no.
As you notice the boulder that was thrown at you, along with the other ones that have thrown, kind of begins rolling down towards the pond.
Oh.
It's
ammo recharges.
Fargrim, it's your turn.
Beat his ass.
So
you have a swim speed, beat his ass.
I know. How far away, if I were to swim across?
It's about 20 feet across. And I believe we said it's about 45 feet from you guys, but another 15 of those feet are,
difficult
terrain.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. Okay. First things first, I'm going to rage. Okay. Naturally, naturally.
I got a plan.
And then I'm going to pop. I'm also going to pop a potion of speed. Which gives me haste.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Oh, we fast.
Okay.
We do be fast as fuck, boy. And then I do have the Cloak of Manta Ray, which gives me 60 feet swim speed.
Is taking a potion a bonus action?
We have used it as a bonus action in the past. Technically, rules is written it's an action, but we...
I thought it's a bonus action for yourself, a full action to someone
yeah,
else.
Yeah, it's a full action
that's
to...
That's how we've been
that's
doing
how we've, yes. like, house ruled.
I will say you cannot rage and take a potion then, because that uses your bonus action
true.
Twice.
That's
okay. Can I mean,
I will let you pick if you would rather take the potion or rage, though.
Well, I would rather rage, but I'm just considering whether or not I should just take the potion. Can I choose to just do that as an action?
Because then while you're hasting, you still have an action then, too.
Forcibly force it on yourself?
I guess I don't have to. I guess, okay, so with 60 feet swim speed and 35 foot movement, what range does that get me in?
Because
I know, like you said, 15
feet
of...
You'd be like halfway up the hill.
I think you have
to the hill is the hill is difficult terrain, which halves your movement.
Right.
Yeah.
So 35 would get you across the lake.
Well, the 60...
And then like at the base, because you don't get 60 feet and 35... It's you have 35 feet of movement, but you could use. Well,
no, I don't think so. Because I think in the water, it's different.
It's like on it's land.
Because my Cloak of Manta Ray is the
but
what
you,
gives
you don't
me
get
that.
60 feet.
You don't
feet.
Get an additional 60.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like you
so
use
the water
20.
Counts as less for you, but you don't get to add on. Like, it's not an add on. It's just that, like,
yeah.
10 feet of water for you basically counts as 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 35 kind of does all make right. the math a bit weirder, though.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I get it. Then I am just going to go ahead and take my movement.
Shmovement.
Okay. So you are raging and you are...
Yes.
Shmoving.
Basically, like,
interesting.
A little bit up the hill.
Do you need to hit something this turn or get hit? By your next turn?
It's
she no. has enduring rage, so she can you get okay. an extra turn, I believe. Gotcha. Yes. Okay. But luckily, as you and Kazook begin screaming, Boulder's gonna come running at you.
How many attacks?
We were not screaming.
Got, you know what I'm saying?
I think he just has an action to where if he can hear you, he can
did
hear
I it. I mean I've is it is it like is it baseline that we're screaming? Is that like the standard?
Every other time raging. You've raged, you've been screaming.
Yeah.
So right. I just kind of assumed that's what you were doing.
Well, I mean, fair. Naturally for me, are I feel like I'm watching everybody get hit every time something like...
You're also raging, and Kazook is Kazook.
Yeah,
that's
can,
fair.
Can you
that's
tell
fair.
That, dog?
You can, yeah, I think,
on your
I think,
on your axe.
I think I'm not going to scream, but I can't control what Kazook does. So Kazook okay. probably would scream, yeah.
Kazook is going to be screaming.
Bro, just turn the volume down on that.
Um, Ooh. I actually feel kind of bad about that. That's a 24.
Well, good thing you're fucking
ready. Yeah, that'll hit.
I mean, okay. It's far greater.
That is 21 bludgeoning damage, and you are now knocked prone.
Okay, so 10, 7. No, 20. No, 14. Wait, 20, what's happening?
You 10. Can math. Just 10. Yeah, 10. It's 10. Yeah. 21 rounded down.
Oh, okay.
Half rounded down.
Okay. And Gregor, it's your turn.
All right. So I noticed on the picture.
Yep.
Right. Wait, does this thing not have a turn?
That's what I was just thinking. I didn't want to say it though. I think it traded turns for being able to throw rocks whenever.
Every turn.
Okay. Yeah.
So my question is this. I noticed in the little picture of the map, there's like chains coming out of it. So is this thing chained down or does it have loose shackles or?
If you would like, you can use your action to
Guess
investigate.
What? I get 2 actions per turn because I'm fast as fuck.
Okay.
Boy.
So my first action this turn, yes.
Okay. Roll me investigation.
That's a 10.
It's a 10. It's really hard to tell what's limbs on this thing, but it does seem as if part of it has a shackle on it, and then the ground also has a chain on it. So you would notice, yeah.
That answers none of my questions. Okay. This Godric the grafted motherfucker here. So what I'm going to try to do, I'm going to run up that hill.
Okay.
Kate Bush style.
Running up that hill.
I made a deal with God. You know what I mean?
True. You did, actually. Yes. Yeah.
Just swap places.
And then I'm gonna smoke check this thing with my
hammer.
Smoke
check it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's great. So the first attack, that's going to be a friggin' 30.
Hell yeah, brother.
Okay.
Damn. I thought that was going to be
excited.
Bad, dude.
Don't get excited.
Weirdly enough, misses.
Because the second attack will miss. It's a 1.
Okay, so your first attack. You want to roll me your first attack real quick? And then that'll give me time to see what happens on your crit fail.
Oh. Drop dice.
Drop dice. Uh-huh.
I'm just going to grab another one off. Pick it up later.
Millie will do something with it.
Fuck, what am I doing here? So that's going to be 6 bludgeoning, 6 radiant.
Cool.
That's not bad.
No.
And then, what's that one going to do? What that one do?
That one, you're going to lose your footing and you're going to start sliding down the hill. You're going to slide 10 feet down the hill.
Okay.
This will not trigger an opportunity attack, though.
Okay.
Wow.
That bitch. By that bitch, I mean that slime.
That bitch.
I'm not gonna try to get that right now.
Do I notice the radiant damage do anything? Not really.
Not really.
No. Okay. Well, worth a shot. But okay.
You guys do notice though, with a slight whooshing sound, from the ceiling, another boulder falls.
That's weird.
Next to it.
Next to it?
Yeah, within range of it, so it can just grab it and lob it again.
Oh, nice.
That's crazy.
You got a boulder dispenser.
And hearing that slide of you and your heavy plate on gravel. Gregor, how's a 12 looking for you?
You already know.
Yeah.
Dead?
Okay. Ack, it is your turn.
All right, I'm going to take a second. I'm going to think of the last time I was in here, and it didn't really throw a whole... It threw like one boulder at me, but it really didn't like... Too much after that, and I keep seeing it throw boulders at you guys, and the main difference is I'm sneaky and you're not sneaky, and I'm gonna think for a second and I'm gonna shout, I got it, and I'm gonna reach out and I'm gonna crush my hand and I'm gonna cast silence on it.
Oh,
okay.
So in a 20-foot radius centered on the very center of the creature, there is now no noise.
You start to see it looking around confusedly. Oh,
that's not what I wanted to do.
Confuciously.
That was
lit. Beat its ass.
Let me do the thing. I'm running low on key points.
Let's fucking go, Ack.
How far did you blip away from it?
Probably back to where I started. So however far we were away when we started.
What's the range on silent?
Oh, let me check. If I had to, I would move forward.
Okay.
Because I mean, Lord knows I've got the movement.
I figured you did.
It's 120 feet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're good then.
Cool. I got, and it's a 20 foot radius centered on a point of my choice, and it is an action to do. So I will bonus action. Do I have any good bonus actions? Not from a distance. I will bonus action high five myself for having a good idea.
There it is.
There you go.
Yep.
I love it.
Okay. It's King Shark. After Ack, it is Krunk's turn.
Oh, fuck. Well, I'm going to get up off my ass.
It's half your movement.
Briefly dust myself a little bit.
Shake it a bit.
Billow the cloak to get all the dust off of it, yeah.
No, isn't that a bonus action?
Oh, that's fair. That is.
Well, everyone else is closing in. And I'm super not, like, into this whole thing we've got going on right now. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to shoot a firebolt at it.
Okay.
We just need to get Fargrim in there.
So, I mean, realistically, this is what where my head's at right now. We get Fargrim in there, just buzzsaw it, while you, being fast as shit, go check the surrounding rooms.
I mean, I did that.
All of them?
Yeah. There was, like, a couple broken weapons. 22. I didn't go, like, in... Oh. I went in the water once, but there was something slimy, so I backed out of it.
Huh.
I only checked one water. One singular water.
Six fire damage.
That I would describe as ponds instead of lakes.
Actually,
how many waters are there, really, though?
Like, at least three.
I need two more D10s, because I forgot that we are well over levels 1 through 4.
True.
Impossible.
This is not... Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so 2...
It's just the 10. One with...
So another 12 damage.
Yeah. Nice.
I just saw 20, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's just... It's,
threw me off for a sec.
It gets hit, like, broadside with the fireball and begins, like, shaking a little bit.
Does and the fire it looks seem effective?
No more than usual, but it looks like it's whimpering silently.
Good.
That makes me
I'm whimpering silently.
It shouldn't. It's throwing boulders at us.
Yeah. It's a slaved little fucking flesh golem thing.
Okay.
Fargrim, it's your turn. You can't hear it whimpering. You just see it making...
It's shaking.
It's just vibrating.
Ominously.
Before I end my turn, I am going to pop kind of back around the corner, and I just want to keep watch on the direction we came from.
Okay, cool.
Probably a good idea.
Fargrim, you're up.
All right. So you said it's half my movement to get up?
Yep.
And then how far away am I?
You were at the bottom of the rock pile. You're up a little bit of the way, so you got about 10 feet of difficult terrain and then a good 5 feet of normal terrain.
Okay, so that would be my
25 feet of movement to get up to him.
So you should be able to get there.
Even with, I don't know if I could, though, because my speed is halved by getting up.
Oh, yeah, you're not prone. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I guess I'll take my haste potion now.
There you go, because then you got double.
Yeah.
Because then you get another action.
That's the vibe.
And more movement.
Peak efficiency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And that, you said that was a bonus action?
Bonus action to take it, yes.
Hell yeah. Let me get it off my thing, though, before I forget.
Good idea.
Woo. Look at you go, Fargrim.
All right. So, okay. So I'm going to sneak up there. and then I am going to attack, obviously.
Okay.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I'm going to attack.
Let's go.
I'm going to do a thing.
Do you get multiple attacks?
28. Two.
Okay, cool.
28. That'll hit.
Next turn, Fargrim with 4 attacks. Oof.
I mean, this turn, Fargrim with...
Well, oh, yeah, because you used your bonus action. Yeah. But next... Yeah, oof, that's going to be...
That's some output.
From Fargrim, yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You do notice, though, as you get up into it, Kazook is no longer screaming.
Nice. because of the silence.
It is. You just can't hear it.
Yeah.
It's definitely still screaming.
I'm trying to find another stinking D8. Oh, here we go. Okay. Struggling. Okay, that was a good roll. 50. Uh, 24 damage on the first one.
Okay.
Those drop dice. Can I re-roll that?
Yeah, you can re-roll.
Absolutely.
Drop dice. I roll the same thing. 12.
To hit?
Yeah.
Or for damage?
No, to hit.
12 will not hit.
Will not hit. Okay.
12 plus something or just straight 12?
I rolled a 2.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, at least it wasn't a 1.
Yeah. I know.
Shit, boy.
I'll keep rolling.
Why? What do you mean?
Don't you have more attacks?
Well, I would have to recklessly attack.
No, don't you have 2 actions?
Yeah, from being
yeah, that was my 2 actions.
No, you get 2 attacks per attack action.
Yeah, you get 2 attacks per action. So you have 2 actions now.
Yeah.
So you get 4 attacks.
You can take the attack action.
Unless there's a different action you would like
to do. So check it out. Yeah, so you get, every time you take the attack action, you get to hit twice.
Because you have multi-attack.
Because you have multi-attack.
But you took haste, a haste potion, so you get 2 actions.
So you can use the attack action twice, giving you 4 attacks.
Haste doesn't just double your speed, it gives you a second action.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
That's what I was just saying with 4 attacks.
You said that, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck is that about.
So if you wanted to recklessly attack, in theory, if you wanted to recklessly attack twice, you'd have 6 attacks this turn.
Yeah.
No, because reckless attack takes a or it's not reckless attack, it's
frenzy.
When you frenzy, your action becomes attack. So next turn, when she has a free bonus action, she could get 5 attacks.
Okay. That's crazy, dude.
And if you reckless attack, you'd get advantage on all of them.
That's
all right. So I got a 29.
That'll hit.
And a 20.
That's what I'm fucking talking about.
Or sorry, a 19 and a 20.
That's what we like to see.
A 19 and a 20 to hit?
Yeah.
Neither of those will hit.
What?
A 19 and a 20 will not hit.
Are you adding any modifiers to those?
No, that is that's the modifier.
A 19 does not hit and a 20 does.
Good to know.
I would say because I rolled really high on mine. I had like 20. Yes,
I rolled 28.
Yeah.
So that's a high AC.
Anything else?
Probably a 20.
Got some chitin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think I had a 22 for my firebolt.
Yeah.
Damn.
I would have to frenzy right now to.
Nothing should have an AC that high, dude. That's fucking
I know.
Game breaking.
Unreasonable.
Say
it
with your
bro.
AC of 39.
Literally just us.
I am the bulwark, though.
Yo, but he ain't even wearing armor, though.
He is the armor.
You know what, dude? How long does haste last?
A minute.
I believe a minute.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
Yeah. You're good, dog.
You're fine.
Like, you got time.
So you get, what, that's 10 dumb. Turns?
Yeah, because the thing is, I already went in a frenzy, I think, to when fighting Manfred. So if I do it again, then my speed will be halved, and I have disadvantage on ability checks.
Afterwards. Once the rage wears off.
Once the rage wears off, yeah. So, fuck it. I'm just gonna do it.
You're gonna frenzy?
Yeah, I'm just gonna do it.
Okay.
I'm fucking...
Guys, we should go fight the boss a second time so we can spend all our resources.
29.
Before we even do
29
that.
Will hit.
It'll be fine.
Surely. Don't even know if we're able to teleport out of here anymore. It's problematic.
21 damage.
Far enough away, and we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Cool. It's not looking good.
Everything's fine.
Thank God.
As you're swinging at it and it's taking damage, it has. Can you roll me a acrobatics check with advantage?
Mm-hmm.
An acrobatics saving throw.
Dude, watch this dude hit a fucking double triple axle McDouble.
McDouble. The McDouble.
You say with advantage or with disadvantage?
With advantage.
17.
It's 87.
19.
A boulder falls down from the ceiling near you, but not on you.
It's okay. Boulder dispenser.
Why couldn't I roll that to hit him? I'm over this.
I
would have rather gotten hit than...
He's going to grab a little rock in his mitt and just blindly start swinging around him.
Oh my God, he's swinging Dwayne Johnson around.
Oh, Dwayne, no.
Dwayne!
Lil Dwayne.
Fargrim does an 18 hit.
Nope.
No. Okay.
Hell yeah, brother.
Again, just blindly, just a rock in his hand, just swinging.
That meets, actually.
He's got a rock in his hand. I got a rock in my
hand. So we're like very gently just like the whisper of a butterfly's wing off of your pecs.
You smell it, and it smells like a good rock.
It does.
It's not all I smell in here is fear.
That's a nice bowl.
That's a nice bowl.
Some stagnant water.
Gregor, it is your turn.
All right.
Are there lichen in that one?
I guess I'm just going to hit it.
Maybe the slimy thing was just algae. Okay.
So I'm going to do four attacks as well. Because I'm still hasting.
Nice. Eight.
Let's run it. Here we go. So that's a 20.
Doesn't hit.
That is a... that's my lowest roll. So that is a 22.
That'll hit.
Okay.
No, excuse me. That's a 24. That is a 26.
That'll hit.
And this is a 27.
That will also
hit. So three of them will hit. Cool.
Nice.
Cool.
I'm just going to roll damage for all three at the same time.
Cool. All right.
So that's 16. That's 31 bludgeoning damage and 18 radiant damage total.
Okay. It's not looking happy. Again, it's just blindly swinging around.
Pummeling.
Yeah, I'm just like, I feel like I'm on the side of it, just like
fucking clobbering time.
I'm assuming a 14 doesn't hit.
No.
Surprisingly does.
Ack, it is your turn.
All right. I'm going to get down in a sprinter's pose.
Okay.
And I am going to take off at full speed, and I'm going to run across the water, up the hill, and jump and do like a spinning drill, like drop kick into him.
Okay.
And I'm going to count that as my two attacks. And since I've got some buddies up there, I get advantage.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah. That's a 24 to hit.
Dice
that'll
dropping.
Hit. So low.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should get a little table for
and a
that
23 to hit.
And a 23 will also hit.
Okay, I'm gonna roll the damage. And then
you need like a big mat or something for the table.
Yeah. That's 10 points and 13 points. And then I'm going to I'm going to use a key point to do flurry of blows for two more
cool.
attacks that are just going to be just two quick jabs after all that. 28.
That'll hit.
And advantage. 21.
That will also hit.
As we know, it's AC.
Guys, I didn't know haste was so cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's like inconsistent.
9
like
points
best
of damage.
Spell in the game for like nine. Generations,
okay.
I think.
And 7 points of damage.
Okay.
Why didn't no one tell me this?
And you're still right up there on him?
On the books.
How far away was I?
You were like, because you were back about where you started, so that was about 45 feet out.
Okay, can I use my last 15 feet to just slide down the hill?
Absolutely.
Cool.
You're doing
I'm
your little like
down that
Legolas slurping thing.
Down that hill.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's not going to do anything. Kronk, it is your turn.
Oh my god. I trust that things are going well for them. I'm going to continue back up the pathway.
Okay.
Towards, like...
Just walking out.
You're just leaving?
No, like, I want to keep it. Watch, because, like, wherever, like, the opening is, like, the doorway area that exits back out, I'm going to kind of lurk around that corner and just, like, keep watching.
Okay.
In case anyone starts approaching behind
any
us.
Any vampy boys? Any sucklers?
Yeah, and any of them sucklers that were chasing you around the castle.
Cool.
Do
yeah,
I
you
see anything when I get there?
Up to the top of the passage... give me either perception or investigation, depending if you want like a big picture or if you're looking for like a really specific thing.
I am specifically looking for like
vampires,
humanoids, and things
okay.
like that.
I do love to think creatures. That those vampires are still very confused about after chasing me around. I drop kicked a door open, disappeared for a while. They caught me and then disappeared again, and then just never found me. What the fuck's going on?
They have disadvantage on investigation checks for the rest of the day.
Where's that fucking lizard?
Trauma.
Yeah.
T-Rama?
Team Rama? Totally. Yeah. Guys, I'm reading my rules, and I just found out that I can't be deafened, or sorry, I can't be blinded, deafened, or incapacitated. This is new for me.
That's nifty.
That is pretty nifty.
How does that work with silence, then?
I don't know.
It's magic, so I'm assuming she can be
21.
Well, because silence doesn't deafen 21? You, it just stops 21? Sound.
Right.
Yeah. You no sound.
Don't
is...
currently see any vampires. The hallway is currently empty.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
I'm
like
gonna
if you
continue to maintain watch.
No sound can be created, so yeah. She's not deafened. Cool. Just no sound exists. Yeah.
It's like if say you don't have dark vision, even if you can't be blinded, you still can't see in the dark.
Just double checking. Okay. Fargrim, it's your turn.
Swanging.
All right. Awesome. Okay, so, yeah, I'm going to keep doing the attacky tacks.
Okay.
So I got a 29.
That'll hit.
And a 23.
That will also hit.
Yeah, cute. That's a low roll. 16 for my first roll.
How would you like to kill it?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Right on. I am going to scoop its guts out.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, we are going to go then. Right down the middle and just have everything just fall right out.
It's hard to tell where the middle is, but as you just slice Kazook through, it just like gelatinous innards just kind of like tumble out and it flops back.
Swimming.
Just sloughing off.
Fabulous.
Yep.
Okay, can I look around and see if it was guarding anything?
Yeah, give me an investigation check. You guys are also now outside of initiative order.
Cool.
That fight took
80 years.
Negative 7 minutes? Hell yeah, dude.
It took like 3 turns. It was like, that was like 16 seconds or 18 seconds.
Yeah, we beat the thing's ass pretty fast.
What did you roll, Cindy?
I rolled a 6, dude.
You rolled a 6?
Yeah.
You see that it was chained, so you think that there might be something here, but it might be underground.
Okay.
Because you don't see anything on top of the ground, but maybe it's under the ground.
Okay. Mm. Guys, I think it's guarding something. I'm going to look around.
Can I run up? Where?
Yeah, you can run up.
I don't know, but it's like chained here, and I'm assuming it's chained here for a purpose.
Okay. Do I see anything?
Roll me investigation.
Investigation?
Gregor.
Yes.
You want to help look?
Absolutely. I'm also, I'm hasting, so I'm looking.
You're just super
fast.
Same. Except I didn't do it well.
That's a 15.
15?
7. Fuck.
Gregor, you also think there's something under the ground. Ack, you're not really seeing any signs that anything has been buried. I mean, it might be hard to tell because, like, it looks like this creature, like, has lived here. So there's, like, footprints and excrement and a giant kind of oozy corpse.
Okay.
But you're not seeing anything, like there's no markers or signs or anything that looks like anything might have been buried here in the last century.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That you could tell. Otherwise, looking around, the only place you can't really see anything is that little lake at the bottom that was really gloopy.
Do I want to? Hey, Ack.
What's up?
When you jumped in that lake, did anything hurt? Was anything like?
Did it hurt?
Was there anything
in
there?
Just
icky.
Thick.
It was just gross.
Viscous.
It was viscous and icky.
Maybe that was just the sweat.
It was just gross.
It was just gross.
It was like you came out and there was like stuff thick. Stuck to you that you had to like get
off. Yeah, it was like okay. It was like thick.
Okay, I just want to make sure like
do
all
wanna,
right, then I'm gonna
go check
like,
it out or?
Yeah, let's go check it out, dude.
Okay.
I'm gonna jump in there.
You're jumping in?
Yeah.
I'm gonna run to the center of the lake and then stop and then just like sort of just drop in.
Okay.
Yeah.
The lake is very, very dark and murky. You can only see like 6 inches in front of your face.
Okay.
As you begin, and you're just swimming down?
Yeah, yep, 60 feet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You swim down to the bottom and you see this weird, it's glowing very faintly with like a blue aura around like this circle.
Ooh.
I'm gonna try to yell to Ack. I don't know. You probably can't hear me, but like, yeah.
Right, I'll come. I'll be
faster.
I can't swim as fast.
They roll into the
but...
bottom, get teleported to the top, and just fall back down.
Yeah, I can't swim as fast, but I will if I can get there. I will get there as well, and check it out.
Yeah, you also see like this. It's really because you can only see like a little bit of it at a time because like it's so murky and gloopy.
Can I touch the thing?
You touch, and your hand, it feels like your hand's going through somewhere.
Can I swim through?
You swim through. You appear on the ceiling and begin falling down onto the top of the hill.
Okay.
Do you have anything against fall damage?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Well, I can just, if you roll the damage, I can cancel out a certain amount of it.
Cool. Let me roll that real quick.
Please.
This is why I never mind when Ack falls long distances.
Ack, you take... Ooh, that was a lot of sixes.
Where is my thingy?
300.
22 points of fall damage.
I can't find the thing, but I'm pretty sure I can cancel out more than that. It's in...
Please.
Kronk, as you're in the hallway, dreams. You begin to hear footsteps approaching from the staircase.
Yeah, I can cancel out 55 points of damage. So.
Are there any other exits aside from the one I'm in and they're in?
No. Mm. Not that you guys noticed in this room.
I do superhero land, 3-point landing in the corpse, if possible.
Okay. You're covered
it's
in
gross.
Sticky,
yeah, it's gross.
Gloopy, viscous,
yum.
But do
smelly
I stick
liquid.
The landing?
You, like, go inside. You don't even just stick the landing. You are now, like, enveloped in this corpse.
Okay, but does it look cool?
No.
Not even the landing?
No one can see the landing because you're inside of
a
corpse.
Yeah, but would it look cool to me?
Does he feel
probably?
Yeah, do I feel cool?
Roll for cool.
Okay.
Don't fuck this up.
That's a 13.
Add your Riz modifier.
That's not great. That's a plus one, so 14.
Ack thinks he's pretty cool.
Hell yeah!
As he comes crawling his way out of the inside chest cavity of this monstrosity.
Do I find anything cool on the way? Any bones?
Weirdly, not bones. You do find a kidney.
I'll take the kidney.
Okay.
How big is the kidney?
It takes you a little bit of time to like cut the kidney out, but you have a kidney now.
All right, cool.
What are you going to do with that?
I don't know.
I don't think we want
our bags of holding are full.
I've got a regular bag.
Okay.
And my backpack's got room.
All right. So seeing him, seeing Ack fall through, I'm just going to like, not. I'm just going to, do I get haste and water too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Haste is anywhere.
Okay. Can I keep searching around? I'm looking for like a coffin. Like I'm looking for.
Give me an investigation check as you're swimming through this murky water. Kronk, are you doing anything with those footsteps?
Yes. Once I hear that, I'm going to head back to the party.
Okay.
12.
12? You're not finding anything.
I'm not
finding anything.
You're finding
gloop. You're finding, like, weird, like, mossy stuff, you think? It's really hard to see under here, though. So you think you're doing a good, like hatched, like, search pattern, but, like, it's really hard to tell. Like, there's no direction.
Okay.
It's.
I'm gonna get back up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
getting out of here.
I'm gonna walk out of the monster, and I'm gonna like dog shake all of the guts off of me.
Okay.
And then I'm
you
gonna.
You still smell like guts.
That's fine. And then I'm gonna be like, hey guys, I didn't find anything in there, so I think that we should go. But then silence is still up, so nobody heard that, and cool. I just keep talking.
So you guys, anyone with a passive perception above, we'll say 12.
Nope.
Notices Ack just kind of like, he's just talking, but there's no sound. So he's just like using his hands and like doing like a
be like, guys, I looked over there last time and I didn't really see anything. There was like a dagger and I looked over there and there was a couple dead bodies, but I didn't really see anything.
Do I see this when I'm walking back into the room?
Yes.
I'm going to pick up a stone and just throw it at Ack.
Roll me.
Like not trying to hit him, but just like throwing it in his direction to get his attention.
I'm going
to
catch it.
Throw me a ranged weapon attack then.
Okay.
With an improvised weapon.
Fucking crit fail.
you
hit Gregor.
Gregor, you don't hear a ping, but you feel this a small little like pick off the back of your armor. And you see Kronk walking in.
Okay, that works too. I'm just gonna like wave. All right,
we'll head over to.
Yeah, okay.
I'll drop silence as well.
Yeah,
okay,
no.
You drop silence.
I'm out of the water.
Realizing that I can't even hear myself talk, I'm going to drop it.
Where the fuck is this guy? That's all I say.
I don't know, but if it's not here, I think we get out of here.
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
That's a bummer, but yeah. I think that's
we tried.
Right now.
We tried.
Okay.
I was really hoping it would be here.
Yeah. So, I thought big fuck off monster in the dungeon usually means something.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come back in. as they're coming up and be like, yeah, there's I think there's a patrol coming down the stairs back to the direction we came from. But also, if you guys are like really set on trying to find this Manfred fellow, I could potentially try and scry him.
Oh.
Why didn't we do that earlier?
Because I wasn't super in on the idea of sticking around to begin with, but like, I mean, we're already here.
I mean, I guess if we're here, we're here. Like, I'm down to clown.
I'm fast as fuck right now. You want me to kill those people? Like the vampires?
I mean, I guess if you guys want to try and deal with that, or if we want to head in a different direction, I can.
I've never felt this kind of speed before.
Okay,
that's only going to last like another like 30 seconds, and scrying takes 10 minutes to cast.
So here's what I'm thinking. I can try and start scrying if you want to give me a piggyback ride, and we can just start maybe trying to find the prisoners in the other direction.
I will say piggyback ride does require you to hold on. You cannot cast a concentration spell while having a piggyback ride.
Can I just lock my legs around?
No, can I put him on my shoulders so that way I can just hold the legs? He doesn't have to hold
like
me with his hands.
Like a fireman's carry?
No, like chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, that
works. Yeah, like
too.
How you hold kids, you just hold their legs, but their hands don't actually have to like hold you at all, you know?
What are the components of scrying?
Verbal.
It's a great question. There are no components, actually.
Somatic and material, but I have my focus.
You know what? I will allow it, but I will need you every minute to make a concentration check to continue the spell.
Okay. Think
that's 10 concentration.
Actually, you know what? I'll have two concentration checks, one at the beginning, one at the end, just to save us from rolling dice for
10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a long piggyback ride.
It also will not take you 10 minutes to get up out of these stairs.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. I have to be casters,
so are you so carrying them or not carrying them?
I have advantage.
You got it?
I was going to.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I've got more of like a seat.
All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to crush my little gem of scrying, and get fucking carried around, I guess.
All right, I'm just gonna look at.
And also,
still fast as fuck.
Hell yeah!
For a possession,
I'm gonna need more.
I have Manfred's little fucking sword. Can I use that as a possession?
Sure.
Okay. So yeah, I'm gonna try and scry his location. Using the sword.
You use the spell slot, but we will come back to you in a little bit because it's going to take 10 minutes for you to do this.
Oh my God, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Pogrim just tried cocaine for the first time, and he's not, like, just...
My boy's on speed.
Okay, so you guys are making your way up to try to take down the vampires?
No, I thought we were running in... Wait.
There's only one way out, and it is in the direction of the vampires coming.
Oh, so would it be beneficial then to have Kronk on my shoulders?
Can I just not?
No, it would be better to leave him in the cave.
Yeah, you
can
sit in the room instead.
Yeah, and we'll just protect it. We'll just go kill that squad.
We'll go fucking schwack these dudes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
All right, Kronk, we'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm fucking tweaking.
Do we want to try to ambush these guys?
Y'all are crackheads.
Yes.
How many of them were there? There were four of them, right?
Not sure.
Kronk just heard footsteps coming.
I mean, I'm talking about last time when they were chasing me.
There were, I believe, yes.
I believe there was four. Okay.
Unless, you know, something changed with that number.
Or they got
or it's a different group.
Yeah. They went and got some.
Nah, that couldn't be it.
You guys do notice the cave is very echoey.
Nah, that couldn't
be it. What's
up? No. Yeah, so I'm going to go try to find them. I'm all gooped up from this water. My mohawk's like all... pushed down, Kazook's full of goop, and I've just got this wicked smile on my face, and I am running to get these vampires.
Okay. As you come up to the top of this incline where you came in, it's solid stone.
Well, I guess we don't have to worry about the vampires.
I'm gonna roll to look around and see.
Use your dwarven
my
stone skills.
Yes.
That's happening. I'm gonna fire up my divine senses.
Okay.
Where are my vibes at?
How far does that reach through solid stone?
I need the player's handbook on.
Here you go, babe.
I think it's like
I think it's 60 feet.
What did you want me to roll for that?
Stone, it's like a couple inches.
I would say...
I'll remember it one of these days.
But it is not
you get day. You get advantage on it.
I do.
And then... I'm trying to remember what we did with this before. I guess history? And you can add your proficiency bonus to it.
So
19.
It's really weird. So this looks like a more or less naturally carved tunnel that you've been following this entire time. But the wall that's there, like, perfectly merges with it. It's not like a doorway that's shut or anything. It's like as if, like, the stone grew up.
So it's magical. Do I kind of sense that, like, this is not man-made?
It's definitely not man-made or dwarf-made. It seems as if there was never a passage here. Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
So, like, natural rock. Like, this is
like natural
is.
Rock. This is just, this is how it was.
But this is the way we came in?
Yep.
Was it like this when Kronk had peeked out earlier?
No. Kronk was able to get out.
Guys, someone's trapping us in here.
Mm-hmm. Or like, so Kronk's out? We're separated now?
Kronk is back in the main tunnel. You guys came back, or in the main, like, chamber where you killed the thing. You guys came back up the path, and after, you know, a couple of the twists and turns that it takes to get back there, it's just a dead end.
Okay, well, at least we don't have to worry about protecting Kronk while he does his scrying.
How far, your divine sense, did we...
60 feet, but it says anything that's not behind total cover.
So you're just pinging off stones, and you get Fargrim. You get a little ping of, like, light from his necklace.
This did not go the way I thought it was going to go at all.
Yeah, I didn't think they could do that.
I'm going to try to...
stone and stone shape.
I'm going to try to hit it. I'm gonna try to.
You're gonna try to hit it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start breaking chunks off of this thing.
Okay. What are you gonna? So you've worked with stone a lot. So you know, axes are really good for cutting down trees, which is good because that's where elves live.
Boom.
But not so good on stone.
I'm gonna see if I have a pickaxe though.
Okay.
I have a light hammer.
Did you go up with a Mac?
Yeah. Okay. I would have gone with him to go fight the vampires. Yeah. Can I take out my light hammer and just start bapping the wall?
He's helping.
Okay. I'm helping.
I have mason's tools, but I don't know what that.
That's like stone cutting stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah,
mason's cut stone.
Yeah. Milwaukee diamond bladed.
So Ak, you begin chipping away with your little hammer. Fargrim, you more readily. You like try to find like. Maybe like a seam and
crevasse.
You begin chipping at it and you're chipping at it and you're chipping at it. Maybe like 10 minutes go by and you've cleared out about...
That's so much time.
I'm scrying.
We're at the end of Kronk's... We're about to bop to that. And you've cleared away a hole about...
A quarter.
Yay
inch.
Big.
I hate
and about
that for me.
Yay deep.
I hate that.
That's
So Kronk, with your scry...
God damn it.
Roll me a d20.
May I ask?
Wait, that was so much time and effort.
Actually, let me double check that this is a thing.
Because as far as scrying goes, target makes a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, that was it. Cool. I knew there was a roll. Okay. And,
yeah.
And what's the DC?
18, but it does. Their wisdom save has a -4 because I have a possession of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, get his ass, boy.
And I'm sorry, what did you say that was?
An 18 for my spell save, DC.
He actually, like, rewrote his will so that if he missed, it's yours now, so it's not his possession anymore.
That'd be an elite strat right there.
That's a wisdom, you said?
Yeah.
And it's a saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
And it's -4.
Correct.
And it needs to be an 18.
Yes.
So. Okay. Unfortunately, you feel a lot of resistance, as if you couldn't, and then it almost as if a curtain is drawn back, and you feel like a smug satisfaction.
This theater kid bitch, dude.
As you see Manfred lounging in a study, sipping from a goblet.
Well, he's back.
Staring directly at you.
This bitch.
And okay. That's where we're going to end the episode today.
Cool. Hello.
Thank you to our sponsors. We've got VB Health. We've got FanRoll.
I love dying in a hole in the ground. It's great.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Thank you also to our wonderful patrons. We love and appreciate you. You help us do what we do. Yeah, y'all are pretty great. Mm-hmm. Any other announcements or anything?
Not particularly, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much appreciated.
We're just back on track.
Yeah.
Just cooking.
And
gaming.
We'll catch you guys next time.
I'm Dragon Ball Z.
I love you.
I want.
I love you.
We love you too.